All right, let me jump on in here to my opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. They are a chain of clinics that covers a large swath of ground across North Alabama. Places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. Owned by a Right Side ruffian. And yeah, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. Okay, I'm going to name a name, and some of y'all are going to immediately hearken to who I'm talking about. The late, great commentator, Paul Harvey. Man had an amazing way with words, but it was also his voice. I mean, something about his ability to deliver his thoughts and opinions with a resonating voice that sounded like the everyman and a leader all at the same time. He had some great moments in time when he grabbed a singular issue and painted it with words in such a way that it crystallized the topic and made it suddenly seem like one of the most interesting or dynamic or absolutely most important things the listener had ever heard about. He rarely spoke more than about 10 minutes, and he often ended it by saying, "And now you know the rest of the story." Well, he knew he'd been given a platform, so he did not waste his time. For nearly 60 years, he was carried on over 1,200 radio stations, 400 American Forces network stations, and featured in over 300 newspapers. It's said that he reached as many as 24 million people a day. He died in 2009 at the age of 91. He was broadcasting up until nearly the end. And 1 year before he died, President George W. Bush awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the most prestigious award presented to civilians by our government. He had some amazing moments on the air, many of which are forgotten, but some of his messages and monologues have transcended time. Like the one called, "If I Were the Devil," or another one called, "God Made a Farmer." But in 1968, Paul Harvey gave a moment to us that served as a warning. It was a prediction of what could happen if we did not learn from history, and it was spot on, man. And maybe more so as we watch today's headlines. It was a monologue that he called, "We Were Warned, Freedom to Chains." In just 9 minutes, Harvey unfolded an immense warning to the people of America about the fate of our nation if we allowed socialism and progressivism to take root in our government and our society. In his words, he described the great nations of history who had faded away not because they were defeated on the field of battle, but because they allowed themselves to decay from within. You can watch the headlines today and then read the script or listen to the archive recordings of Paul Harvey talking about the very idea of allowing our freedom to be bound in the chains of self-absorption and socialism and collectivism. And you can actually see it going on right now around us. What he said in 1968 is a verbal imagery of what we see in 2024. So let me read you a few key portions and see if it doesn't strike a chord with you. He said at one point, "Ours is not the first good government to arise on the world stage. There have been several. Rome, Spain, Greece, China, and others, and each enjoyed about 150 years at its zenith. And that's just about our time in the New World. And then each decayed away. Not one of them was ever destroyed by anybody else's marching legions. Each rotted away morally and socially and culturally and economically simultaneously." You know, one of the most cruel paradoxes of history, he said, is this. Because each was a good government, it bore bountiful fruit. And when it bore bountiful fruit, the people got fat. And when they got fat, they got lazy. And when they got lazy, they began to absolve themselves of personal responsibility and turn over to government to do for them things which traditionally they had been doing for themselves. So let me ask you this, y'all. You can see it, right? Can't you? It's Paul Harvey saying what we've said on this show many times. The old saying goes, strong men create good times, and good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times, and hard times create good men. There's a bounty here in America. We have so much. And too often we have a society, though, that comes to expect so much that they forget to create more. We can only consume to a point, at which point we begin to eat away at ourselves. Well, Paul Harvey went on to say this. He said, quote, "At first, there appears to be nothing wrong asking government to perform some extra service for you. But if you ask government for extra services, government, in order to perform its increasing functions, has to get bigger. And as government gets bigger, in order to support its increasing size, it has to, what? Tax the individual more, so the individual gets littler. And to collect the increased taxes requires more tax collectors, so the government gets bigger, and in order to pay the additional tax collectors, it has to tax the individual more, so the government gets bigger, and the individual gets littler, and the government gets bigger, and the individual gets littler, until the government is so all-powerful and the individual is hardly anything at all. The government becomes all-powerful, and the people are cattle. All right, me talking again. Listen, we can see that. We can see that right now. We can see it in local, state, and federal government. Right now, at a time when our inflation has been at record levels, the cost of a new home is outpacing the ability of folks to buy one, energy costs are soaring, the Biden administration is proposing some of the largest tax raises in U.S. history. Why? Because they need more money to feed the insatiable appetite of government. But it also happens right here at home. In our Republican-controlled state House of Representatives, a bill was debated just this past week to consider raising the online sales taxes. Why? We're operating our state government at massive surpluses right now, and have just passed the largest budgets in state history. So remember what I said before, government was never meant to be a profit-making entity. Government has a role, but it is largely a consumer of private production. If government has a surplus, then it means that government took too much of our hard-earned dollars to begin with, and I suggest that we should be mindful of a government that demands surplusage but never seems to have a tax relief plan to go with it. We are indeed the cattle here, like Paul Harvey said, and cattle are used for one thing, supporting the ones who claim to own the cattle. But listen, in his classic style, Paul Harvey didn't leave it on a depressing note. He reminded us of who we are. He reminded us there is still time to correct the course. He reminded us and warned us that we will get what we deserve, though, if we don't make some changes and remember those who went before us to build the greatness of America. Here's how he ended that whole monologue. He said this: when the early American pioneer first turned his eyes toward the West, there were only Indian trails or traces, they were called, for him to follow through the wilderness. Well, sir, when that early pioneer turned his eyes toward the West, he didn't demand that somebody else look after him. He didn't demand a free education. He didn't demand a guaranteed rocking chair at evening tide. He didn't demand that somebody else take care of him if he got ill or got old. There was an old-fashioned philosophy in those days that a man was supposed to provide for his own and for his own future. He didn't demand a maximum amount of money for a minimum amount of work. Nor did he expect pay for no work at all. Come to think of it, he didn't demand anything. That hard-handed pioneer just looked out there at the rolling plains stretching away to the tall green mountains, and then he lifted his eyes up to the blue skies and said, "Thank you, God. Now I can take it from here." That spirit isn't dead in our country, he said. It's dormant. It's been discredited in some circles, driven underground, but it isn't dead. Look, I agree with Paul Harvey, y'all. We have to correct course. We cannot become fat and idle. We need to look at history and become more determined than ever to not allow ourselves as a people, as a nation, as a culture, to merely slip away because we were just content to be content. We can still do this by the grace of God and the will of a strong people who are intent on building good times. Because if we don't, then we'll just be another byline in human history instead of being the ones who actually make the history. And like the late, great Paul Harvey said, we would then get what we deserve. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, listen, I want to thank one of our listeners who brought that one back to my attention. That was, I believe it was, he just texted me, as a matter of fact, Badger from Athens, who's the one who sent that to me and reminded me. And I put it on my list of potential future monologues because I keep a running list. And Badger, thank you for it. But yeah, Paul Harvey, man. The guy had it going on, and freedom to chains was a warning. Fix it now, y'all, or you get what you deserve. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.